This is Bird Note. We're approaching the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. In the northern reaches of Canada and Alaska, June days offer breeding birds almost continuous daylight. Listen to one shorebird that breeds in the Arctic, the black-bellied plover. As you listen, imagine a bird with a dramatic black face, neck, and belly, a stark white head, and a speckled back. In late April and early May, black-bellied plovers wing their way up both the Atlantic and Pacific coasts on their northward migration. Many settle into the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to nest on the tundra. Here, a male circles overhead while giving its flight song. At this high latitude, the plovers can complete their breeding cycle in a month and a half. The parents build open nests on the ground where they lay and incubate 4 eggs. As soon as the young hatch, alert and covered with down, they leave the nest to begin foraging for insects on the tundra's low vegetation. Their parents lead the way. Shortly after the summer solstice, however, the adult black-bellied plovers begin their southbound migration without their young. The juveniles won't follow for another month. Remarkable. To learn more about black-bellied plovers and other birds of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, visit us on the web at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.